Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Romans 14, 8 to 13. Romans chapter 14, verse 8 to 13. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? O you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. My theme for reflection is accountability and grace in our Christian walk. Accountability and grace in our Christian walk. Romans 14, 8 to 13 guides us through a critical issue that many of us face, the tendency to judge others. The Apostle Paul reminds us that each believer is accountable to God alone. Instead of judging one another, we are called to live in a way that honors the Lord and supports our fellow believers. Paul addresses the church in Rome, where differences in practices and beliefs about food and holy days led to disputes. Some judged others for eating meat, while others judged those who abstained. This might seem trivial, but the underlying issue is the same today. We often judge others based on our personal convictions, forgetting that God alone knows the heart and motives of each individual. Judgmental attitudes create division and strife. Instead of focusing on others' perceived faults, we should examine our own hearts and actions. Are we living in a way that pleases God? Are our motives pure? Recognizing that we will all give an account to God shifts our focus from judging others to reflecting on our own walk with Him. My dear friends, in our world today, differences of opinion and practices can easily lead to judgment and division. Whether it is views on worship styles, observance of certain holidays, or lifestyle choices, we must remember that each believer is on a personal journey with God. Our role is not to judge, but to encourage and build one another up in faith. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I better align my actions and motives with God's will in my daily life? Number two, in what ways can I extend grace to others who have different practices or convictions? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and love that covers all our shortcomings. Help us to live lives that honor you and reflect your love to those around us. Guide us to examine our own hearts and motives, and to extend grace and understanding to others. May we support and encourage one another in our faith journey, always remembering that we are accountable to you. Strengthen us to live for your glory and to build up your body, the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.